Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. So, yesterday I was reading, and I didn't really... You know, like if I'm not getting something, I have a hard time teaching something. But I was working. There's nothing really there. But today I read some stuff that totally interested me. There is a lot, which we talked about, right? A lot is a determination of the land. Now, again, this is biblical description. So a lot is a determination of the land. And I talked about this a couple days ago. You have Abraham, which is the father of many nations. It's the father that God promised that he would be a God to him, to his seed, in their times or in their generations. So he's going to be a God to Abraham's children. You go from his children to his children to his children. At some point, they ended up with Moses, and they're all under duress or whatever. They're all under the habitation of the Egyptians. God tells them to leave. They leave. They ended up staying in the wilderness 40 years, and then they take over the inherited land of Canaan. Okay, once they take over the inherited land of Canaan, the 12 tribes of Israel, or the 12 children of Israel and their descendants under each tribe, they get an allotted portion. And what I love about this is there's a lot, which is a determination of the land. It's already determined. It's the land you receive. And then there's allotted, which is coming, the land you've been assigned or the land you're granted. The land you received is already there. The land you're granted is one that you have to actively go and get it. Now that being said, that's what's so amazing about the word. The word is very specific. In the ancient Greek, in the New Testament, is the most specific. So when it talks about your inheritance, it's talking about a determined piece of land you're already receiving based on your inheritance. It's nothing you have to actively go do. You've received it. Now, if you go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 25, it says, "But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God through faith in Christ Jesus." Again, once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are righteous, period. But then you're children now. You are children of God. "For ye are all the children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as of you as were or as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ's, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Now again, this heirs, which is awesome, heirs is receiving a portion from an inheritance. One who has a lot. It's not one who's been allotted. It's not one that the land's been assigned to. You've already received through an inheritance a plot. You have an inheritance right now, the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, in the heavens. Now. Verse 4, or chapter 4, verse 1. "Now I say that the heir," again, an heir is one who has received the lot from an inheritance. "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be lord or owner over all." Right now, you're an owner of a piece of God's inheritance, which is heaven. "This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through." That's why it talks about us being ambassadors. Our sovereignty, our land is in the heavens. We are here just but for a moment. Our determination of our life is based on our citizenship, which we already have in the heavens. You are a son. I also love the fact that there's no females. There's no males. There's no females. There's no Jew. There's no Gentiles. We are all the sons of God. We are all equal in God's eyes. Verse 2, or I'll do it again. Verse 1, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be owner of all, but is under tutors and governors until the appointed time of the father. Just because you're an heir of God, just because you are already have a plot of land, it's already determined in the heavens, that doesn't mean you're not under the governors and rulers. Like, you have to learn. There's trials and tribulations, work with patience. Patience, experience, experience, hope, and hope will never cause change. That's why there's that God works with you to grow you up and to build you up into a man of God. Verse 3, even so, when we were children, we're in bondage or enslaved under the elementary rules of the world. But when the fullness of time came, God sent his son, made of a woman, made under law, to buy out them that were under law, that we might receive in full the sonship or the adoptions of son. You've already received the inheritance. Now, Christ is coming back, and we're going to see him as he is. And this place is going to burn down. But our inheritance is not out from this earth. Our inheritance, our allotted land or assigned land, our lot is in the heavens now. And we will see it as it is when Christ comes back. Verse 6, and because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no longer a servant, but a son, and if a son, then heir through God. Again, an heir is one who received an inheritance of a lot, which is already apportioned in heaven. You have received, you are a son of God with power, and the Holy Spirit that's in you is the earnest or the pledge of the promise. That's how you know you have it. It's incredible what God has done for you. It's incredible what the word says. And once you realize who you are and recognize that this world is not your home, these trials and tribulations are but for a moment, and the glory will far outweigh that. And I know it because it says it in the word. If you're going through something, go to God. You are a son of God right now, and God wants to hear from you. Pray the big prayers today. Pray the small prayers. You pray to God about every detail in your life, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Pray the big prayers, pray the small prayers, but when you pray to who? You pray to God, not to Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. I will be coming home. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything that's going on. I pray for today that we can get done with what needs to get done. I ask you to kind of slow down time, that the other part of the business, the actual job part of it, can also get done, that our clients aren't upset, that my brother continually feels better, and that you can get him to finish all the chairs that need to be caned. Again, I thank you for the moments of my life, for the moments that you've given me, and for the people you've surrounded me with. I also pray for your believers, that you take care of them, and I'm very, very grateful for the moments and just for what's going on. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.